I'll just tell you right away that I have no relationships to disclose. I have to say that on recording. And today, I'd like just to take a few brief moments to review the basic principles of the Innocenti Declaration, for those of you who are less familiar with it, to identify some contextual factors relating to its implementation in North Carolina, to discuss our strategies for partnering for action, and to introduce to you two strategies for actualizing Innocenti objectives that we have found useful in our setting. All around the world, epidemiologists noted rising breastfeeding initiation rates in hospitals throughout the 1970s and early 1980s, but then noted gradually declining rates throughout the 1980s. After having 7 preliminary technical working meetings over 3 years, the World Health Organization, UNICEF, the Swedish International Cooperation Agency, and USAID co-hosted a meeting of 30-plus countries with various instrumental, multilateral, and bilateral partners. This was in 1990 in Florence, Italy, and this is actually a photo of that meeting. This meeting resulted in the Innocenti Declaration on the Protection, Promotion, and Support of Breastfeeding, which was subsequently endorsed by the 45th World Health Assembly and the Executive Board of UNICEF. Personally, I am drawn to this particular declaration because it was one of the first to demonstrate, one, a spirit of support being mobilized for breastfeeding, and two, a recognition of the right of the infant to be breastfed. It did this using the Convention on the Rights of the Child as a foundation. Furthermore, unlike many public health initiatives, it states claim to a right on behalf of infants and argues that mothers are not alone in the responsibility to nurture. On the contrary, Innocenti declared that societal changes must transpire in order to enable and empower mothers to make the best choices regarding infant feeding. The authors contended that the comprehensive set of interventions required for breastfeeding behavior change to occur would have to be led by societal leaders based in myriad positions, including government, NGOs, universities, and the like. The Innocenti Declaration was also unique in that it established 4 operational targets for concerned parties. By synergizing plans, this method supported unlikely partnerships and motivated outstanding progress. As per Target 1, appointing a national breastfeeding coordinator and establishing a multi-sectoral national breastfeeding committee, in the U.S., the CDC and the Office of Women's Health are responsible for coordinating breastfeeding endeavors. The United States Breastfeeding Committee is active. With regard to Target 2, ensuring all maternity facilities practice the 10 steps to successful breastfeeding, Baby Friendly USA stands ready to accredit maternity facilities adhering to all 10 steps. We are failing on Target 3, enforcing the International Code of Marketing of Breast Milk Substitutes. More legislation in support of breastfeeding is being created as we speak, which will bring us closer to Innocenti Target 4, enact legislation to protect the rights of breastfeeding women at work. Nonetheless, the U.S. is seriously underachieving with regards to Targets 2 and 3. Despite having co-created and signed the declaration and having comparatively abundant resources at our disposal, progress in the United States has been limited. As part of a state university system, we at the Carolina Breastfeeding Institute feel that it is important to focus some of our efforts close to home. North Carolina scores below average on all breastfeeding indicators. Breastfeeding initiation, exclusivity, and duration rates for the approximately 128,000 babies born in North Carolina each year remain far below Healthy People 2010 goals. North Carolina's poor performance is compounded by drastic differences by race and ethnicity, education, and region. Populations with the highest rates of breastfeeding preventable diseases, people from lower socioeconomic groups, younger mothers, and African Americans, also had the lowest breastfeeding rates. Breastfeeding initiation among low-income North Carolinian women is only 30%. At the Carolina Breastfeeding Institute, we participate in various efforts to improve breastfeeding rates at county, state, national, and international levels. But when we saw how much work there was to be done in our home state, we knew we had to act with great strength. We also knew we would be more effective by partnering with other concerned parties in our area, So we sought partners from various organizations, including government, NGOs, the business sector, and others. And I think we came up with some good ideas. The CDC's MPINC survey uncovered prevalent maternity care practices that undermine breastfeeding in North Carolina, including excessive supplemental feeding in hospital, poor labor and delivery care, limited rooming in and breastfeeding support after discharge, and suboptimal structural and organizational practices in support of breastfeeding. CBI research shows that improvements in hospital-based breastfeeding support alone could prevent more than 50 infant deaths annually, mostly among financially needy families. Large analyses have found that even partial implementation of the 10 steps to successful breastfeeding increases breastfeeding rates and produces benefits that self-sustain beyond initial implementation. More recent CBI research has validated that when at least 6 steps are in place, breastfeeding rates are significantly improved. These findings indicate the need for an adapted, stepwise program for breastfeeding-friendly accreditation. Additionally, results of a recent CBI survey conducted in 2007 indicated that 94% of maternity center administrators want to learn more about breastfeeding-friendly healthcare. Moreover, these administrators reported feeling deterred from becoming baby-friendly because of perceived barriers to accreditation, most notably cost, required adherence to the International Code of Marketing of Breast Milk Substitutes, and what they called an all-or-nothing approach of baby-friendly USA. In short, North Carolina is in dire need of operationalizing Innocenti Operational Target 2, ensuring all maternity facilities are practicing the 10 steps to successful breastfeeding. Taking this in light, our state gathered many stakeholders and created a blueprint that said not only was this important on an international and national level, but that we would take action for this on a state level. That action really allowed us at the CBI to respond to these needs and opportunities by partnering with the North Carolina Division of Public Health. We've also included multiple stakeholders in these efforts. Together, our goal is to certify 80% of maternity facilities throughout our state with at least 8 of the 10 steps. We call this the breastfeeding-friendly star approach because we're thinking that we would have perhaps 3 or 4 stars, a certain number of stars representing a certain number of steps. And as with all partnerships, we're really hammering out exactly the best way to do that. So they will have 3 or 4 stars. The North Carolina Division of Public Health will oversee the certification and recertification in addition to maintaining a public list of each facility's star ranking. CBI will serve as core technical advisors in laying the groundwork for statewide investment. Our team benefits from several breastfeeding experts. Some of them are in the room today, one of whom was involved with the development of the 10 steps and the Innocenti Declaration. Nonetheless, it is imperative that we are in touch with the process of becoming breastfeeding friendly from the facility standpoint at the present time. Therefore, we are committed to earning full baby-friendly USA certification at UNC Women's Hospital in the near term. At this time, we will convene our stakeholders for process review and adaptation of the processes needed to achieve breastfeeding friendliness. We will then support one or more best practice sites in each of our 6 perinatal care regions throughout the state to achieve at least 8 out of 10 steps. These sites will benefit from close expert training, support, and evaluation from the Carolina Breastfeeding Institute. They are committed to sharing this resource with neighboring hospitals so that they may replicate this initiative. Again, we hope that the adaptation to a stepwise, cost-effective, supported approach will result in at least 80% of our maternity facilities practicing breastfeeding-friendly health care. I'd like to shift gears to talk a little bit about our second strategy, which is based on the impact of formula discharge bags at hospitals. Randomized controlled trials show that receiving commercial discharge bags is associated with earlier introduction of formula. These same trials also repeatedly demonstrate that receiving commercial discharge bags at hospital discharge leads to earlier cessation of exclusive breastfeeding and partial breastfeeding compared to women who do not receive these bags. Despite these facts, only 2 facilities in the state of North Carolina were not distributing these bags in August of 2007. And only 40% of North Carolina hospitals had policies on marketing health-related consumer goods. Of these, more than half explicitly allowed for the marketing of breast milk substitutes to mothers and families receiving care within the maternity facility. Based on this information, the Carolina Breastfeeding Institute and the North Carolina Breastfeeding Coalition teamed up to take action toward Innocenti Operational Target 3, enforce the International Code of Marketing of Breast Milk Substitutes. The Carolina Breastfeeding Institute led the way in adapting the Massachusetts Breastfeeding Coalition's Ban the Bags Toolkit. Our adaptations included inclusion of a plain language summaries of research findings to guide conversations, NC-specific breastfeeding data, a job aid, and a reporting form. Also, because North Carolina is sprawling, we've designed a pyramid approach for reporting so that one leader in each of the six perinatal care regions reports to one project leader, who then makes the report to the coalition. A major difference in the Ban the Bags effort is that we present facilities with Golden Bow Awards when they have stopped distributing the bags. Just as with our breastfeeding-friendly STAR approach, the focus on positive competition has proved useful. In less than 9 months' time, we have granted 7 Golden Bow Awards. Momentum is still building, but we believe that this initiative will bring North Carolina one big step closer to being a breastfeeding-friendly state. Since partnering with the North Carolina Breastfeeding Coalition, we have learned a lot about grassroots academic partnerships. Ultimately, we believe that this model is very powerful because we are able to balance access to the evidence base, both in reviewing it and creating it, with access to the community. When working towards such large operational targets as those established in the Innocenti Declaration, strong partnerships are essential. In conclusion, I just want to review that our strategies for reaching Innocenti targets include adapting proven models, no need to reinvent the wheel, partnering broadly and wisely, trusting in our target population's good intentions. I can't emphasize enough how important that is. Communicating in the positive and stimulating healthy competition. And again, trying to think about some of the more creative ways that we can partner. For us, two of those effective ways have been with grassroots organizations and governmental organizations. Thank you very much for your time.